behind the scenes, what it's like being a big league, and I got the man Cameron Maybin. Coach good at butchering names.
Yeah, no, we're good. You got it right, man.
Okay. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a big leaguer. So what has this big league experience been like for you?
It's humbling. You know, it's truly been a blessing for me. You know, I've been able to be doing this since I was 18 years old, and I've always tried to keep my nose to the grind, keep my nose clean, and I've been rewarded for it. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we get to have, especially for us young African Americans, not very many left. So just trying to inspire the youth to stick with it, to get involved in the game. It teaches a lot of character. It grows your character as well. So it's just been a blessing to be able to have the journey that I've had, and hopefully, looking forward to extend it, as long as I can.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, mm-hmm. and I scouted for 5 major league teams. But I always tell my guys that scouts look for the 5 twos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was the twos that got you over with the scouts?
I think character was one. I think that's a tool that, going into the draft, going into professional baseball, they look a lot at. They want good guys. They want team guys. They want guys that are committed to doing the right things. And, I was, again, blessed with, I think, all the 5 twos. I was always able to hit, run, throw, hit for average. All those little things, so.
You was the man, in other words.
I like to say I was blessed.
You was the man.
A lot of talent, what I mean? And just, having the will and fortitude to grow it, man, and expand it.
You had those wheels out there.
I can still go a little bit.
I still go
a little bit. I tell all these youngsters, if they want to test me, just come find me. But, again, man, speed was probably my best tool. I think the passion, man, you know it. You can't teach it.
You were sweet at bat. You were throwing that llama.
Yeah. I did well, man. I always been able to hit pretty well. And, again, man, I think parenting, too. I had a great, great foundation. It kept me humble, kept me driven. And, I got to give a lot of thanks to my parents for always being there for me, too.
Who were some of your mentors in life?
My dad was a big mentor for me. Family is big for me. Some high school coaches were good, keeping me on the right track as far as being a leader, not a follower. So a lot of people along the way, have their little fingerprints on our growth. And, just thankful for all the people that have supported you.
For those youngsters out there, what was high school for you?
Where? In Asheville, North Carolina. So I was born in North Carolina. The beautiful mountains, man. I'm biased, mountain boy. But it was fun, man. I had a great, great high school career, and I definitely got a lot of memories.
Was you the man in high school? I just want to know, was you the man?
I was all right, man. I hit 667 my senior year.
Oh, you was the man.
I was all right.
I call you a country boy.
Yeah, I'm a country boy. Okay. I'm a bumpkin.
I'm a city boy, so I call you a country boy.
I'm a bumpkin.
Coach on the road, taking youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Maybin.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.